Governor Dan Malloy's visit included a stop at this Bridgeport Waterfront Co-op where Joe Bermudez was on the job.
I see two washing machines out here.
That was all inside the basement, yeah.
What's it like in there? Is it...
It's ugly, it's wet.
Ahead of this stop along the hard-hit Fairfield beachfront, the governor said he's reached out to federal energy officials to expedite the moving of restoration crews from other utilities.
I'm not making any excuses for the utility companies. That's not my job. But I do remind everyone to look at the scope of this thing, from North Carolina through Quebec.
Nearly five dozen communities here in Connecticut report 80 to 100% of homes and businesses in the dark. Reporting from Fairfield, Paul Murnane, WCBS 880 News.
Some of these houses have been condemned, have come down.
The governor toured the damaged waterfront in Bridgeport and here along Fairfield Beach Road. Dozens of communities in Connecticut report 80 to 100% of their homes and businesses are in the dark. The governor believes CL&P and UI are up to the restoration effort.
Our utility had lined up people to come in from New Hampshire and Massachusetts, assuming that they would have a lower level of damage. They had a higher level of damage. We had people coming into the country from Quebec. They were called back.
There's no timetable on the restoration, and the governor says he can only point to the scope of this disaster from the Carolinas to Canada. From Fairfield, Paul Murnane, WCBS 880 News.